So tonight we're going to start on Parshas Re'ei, Parshas Shavua. We'll learn the first piece in Chedik Sheni, and then we're going to move to Hashtikol on Chodesh El. Since Shabbos Chodesh and Sunday is Rosh Chodesh El. Parshas Re'ei, the first Tikkul. Vachaltam Shalom Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem, Esmachtem Mechol Mishlach Yadchem Atem Mevatechem Asher Bereach Echa Hashem Alekecho. Apostolic District Parsha. Vachaltam Shalom Lefnei Hashem Alekeichem, Esmachtem Mechol Mishlach Yadchem Atem Mevatechem Asher Bereach Echa Hashem Alekecho. The Koyal Shiloh is going on, Mishkan Shiloh is going on. It's going on Mishkan Shiloh. Mishkan Shiloi over there, the Fnei Hashem Alekeichem refers to Mishkan Shiloi, which was in the Beis Hamikdash Mamish, but it was the Fnei Hashem Alekeichem. The Ashrei Hashchina was over there. V'yachar ken ksiv ki lo yibosem ad oto el ha-menucha vel ha-nachlo. You haven't yet came to the Beis Hamikdash, the Yishalayim Yakodesh, et el ha-menucha vel ha-nachlo. You haven't reached yet the final makom of the Ashrei Hashchina, which is the Yerushalayim HaKadosh. And the pasuk says, "V'achaken ksiv, smachtu lefnei Hashem alikechem atem uvneichem uvneiseichem avdeichem v'amaseichem." That's true, that's going on Yishlam, Shazakoi, she's speaking more Shazakoi, Koi al Yishlam. Yimor Megillah, Zol Sugya, that's going on Yishlam, that's Smachtam of Nei Hashem Alekechem, that's referring to the Menucha Vala Nachlo that Pasik said before, which is the Mokoim of the final Mokoim of Ashrei Hashchina in Yishlam, Yakodesh, in Harabayit in Yishlam. Yal Shilai Loi Nema Vamoy Seichem, doesn't say Avdechem Vamoy Seichem, Amishka Shilai. All it says over there is Atem Uvatechem. So the Meshloyach, the Ishvita, wants to know, the shtel over here is, what's the chilik? Why by Mishka Shiloi does it say Atem Uvatechem, but does not refer to the kinyonim, the things that a person owns, the avodim and the shvachos that a person has, that they're not nichla, they're not part of the smachtem. They're not part of the smachtem b'chol mishlach yedchem. As the post Yishalayim Yakodesh over there is the whole mishpacha plus the kinyonim plus the extended family, which is koyel davodim and the amaseichem, the shvachos as well. V'al shilei lo yinem amaseichem rak achash eksiv v'hoya amokoyim shzehu Yishalayim then nema v'avdechem amaseichem. What's the pshat? Meshlech is a moedig yisoid, very stark yisoid. This yisoid is a very, very, very common theme within the Svarim HaKadoshim of the Meir Shaloyach. He speaks about it a lot. You could say it's one of the yisoidis of the Ishbetze. He says, Ka'avodim v'imoyis moire ala gashmiyis. Avodim v'imoyis refers to gashmiyis. Because if avodim v'imoyis, Avodim v'imoyis, the shvachos refer to the chedik agashmi of a person. The person has kinyonim, extended kinyonim that he's koine, which are mamish gashmiyas. They're not ruchnistic things. They're gashmiyas. They work for the person. The person owns them. That's a dovah which is shaykh, like a person owns a car. He owns a house. These are gashmiyistic things. So the person owns the avodim and the shvachos. The gufim b'gushamim. Shagam bohem ye kedushin of the floor. Gufim, Megushamim, the guf is Megushim, refers to the chedik agashmi that a person owns. And the nekud over here is, and Yishalayim Yakodesh, the smachim of Ne'ashem, and the kechem was koilu, even the gashmi is, Shagam bohem ye kedushin of the floor. There's a moritik kedusha within the gashmi as well. Moritik kedusha. And that's when he came to Yishalayim Yakodesh, the Ne'ashem, and the kechem, you came not only with Yechelik HaRuchni, you didn't come only with the Chelik of Ruchnius that you brought to Yishlaim, even the Chelik of Gashmius. The Koyach of Yishlaim HaKodesh was Mashpi on a person that even if Gashmius you found a kedusha in the floor, you found a moedik kedusha even within the gashmius also. That was the question of Yishalayim. This happened through the Dovid HaMelech, Shalidei Pu'uloysof. Through the Pu'uloysof of Dovid HaMelech, this Dachach Lafilu Haim. Purified, even Haim, means Davodim Shvachis, even the Gashmias became purified through the Koich of Dovid HaMelech that he established within Yishalayim Yakoidish. That was a Moedike Koich of Dovid HaMelech. Dovid Malki Mashiach. Dovid HaMelech had a Koich that's Be'etim. Koich of Malchus Beis Yehuda, Malchus Beis David. It stems already from Yehuda. If you look in the Besyankiv, Ba'arichiv, Neflom, Oit, and all these bits of farm. But Besyankiv, you look at the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar, how Yehuda vayeded Yehuda Mechov, Yehuda had a Yerida. He fell into Gashmias, he fell into over there, but the tachlis of it was that Yehuda brought out that in the Gashmias teeth over the Bagrabim, buried in the Gashmias, the Gevaldik Kedush in the floor, that a person has to realize is there, and you have to schlep it out. You have to realize what the Kedush lies within all the Dvarim HaGashmiyim, which is one of the Yisoidis Gedolim of the Heilig of Hashem Tif, and the Derech Echsidis. Those that are misboiling a little bit, what one of the big Kedushim of the Hashem Tif was, that in the Dvarim HaGashmiyim, there's a Moedig Koyach of Kedush in the floor, which all the days there, a person can be over Hashem. To the Rebbeinu Shloim with the Chelik Agashmi also, and the person shouldn't focus only on the Chelik Aruchni to be mezach the Ruchnis, and then collect the Chelik Agashmi. A person has to focus on the Chelik Agashmi of his life to be the Kaddish, that Chelik as well, to find that Kedush and to flourish it. Yoyev Hashem Ali Dei Zergam. The Loshen that's written B'Shem Dvar Hashem to our Kaddish brought down in the Chayv of the Talmid in one of his farm. The Sefer Achshar Tavrechim, and also in the Sefer Mavay Sha'arim, he brings down that the Koyach, the Chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov was, that even not only in the Kalim is there a Gevaldike Kedusha and Ashroes Hashchinah, but even in the Doifnei HaKalim, which means that even not only in the Kalim Amish, even in the Doifnei HaKalim, which is the most Negushim Dik, the walls of the Kalim, which is the most Chedik HaGashmi of this world, the Baal Shem Tov was Megala, there's a Moedike Kedusha over there. And that transpires in the last kufa before Bi'as HaMashiach. Because the Seder of Yimei HaGolus is that the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be yoded, has to go down more and more, to engulf more parts of this world, and add to the Zeichet to the Hizgalus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with Dov the Malki Mashiach, with Gavriyat Gemiya Molo Ha'oretz Deyach Hashem, the whole Oretz, which is currently even the biggest, the most remote areas of the Kavitz Nitchei Amr Yisrael and the Me'ava Kavitz Oretz, the most remote areas of Gashmias will be taken together and brought about on Gevaldik Gals of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam over there, which will happen on the day of the Malik HaMashiach, which is the Koich of Dovid HaMelech, Malik HaMashiach. And slowly, from the Churban Beis HaMikdash, until now, there has been manifest that the Gals of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam went even lower and lower. And that's what we find. At first it was the Gals of the Sefer HaZoyar Kodesh, Kabbalah, later on the Arizal, more over his Galus of Pnimiyas HaTorah, until the next Galus was the Galus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, the Heilig of Baal Shem Tov, that was the last Kufa before Yemos HaMashiach, that's Megala, the Gevaldik Galus of the Rosh Lodom, and the Heilig HaGashmi Yismamish, which is the Achonah of Yemos HaMashiach, that's what states as Alidei, the Baal Shem Tov, the Moshe Mashiach had Gevaldik Yiskarvus. That's the Koich of the Mashem Tov HaKadosh. And that's the Doifnei HaKalim. That was the Chiddush of the Mashem Tov. Even over there, you find the Gevaldik Kedusha. And that's the Koich of Dovid HaMelech. This is the Koich of Dovid HaMelech that he brought on the day, Paul Loisov, Nizdakachu, Afiluheim, Vesesh Ksiv. Vatete Michal Nachshov, Kaz Dovid.
That's just a pshat, I don't understand. Well, what's that to do with Dovid HaMelech and his Malchus? How did he poil that ice?
Dovid HaMelech was the Hemshech of the Koich of Yehuda. And Dovid HaMelech poiled it through his Malchus. Well, the first thing is the Etzem Zach of who Dovid HaMelech is. Dovid HaMelech came about to Klal Yisrael through a Givald Gehest upon him. He came from which Be'etzem wasn't allowed to come to Klal Yisrael, but Chazal Vamo Kerei given that Moy Aviv Loy Moy Avio. Amoyniv Loy Amoynis. He came in through a gewaltige hast upon him. That it's not the regular that's heilige neshama over here. That's, you know, that's the regular part of Klal Yisrael. He came from the back door, so to say. The back
but through,
door of Melech.
But through Rus. But through Rus.
From Rus. Through Rus, uh-huh. Yeah. And he was Admoni. He was which statement from Magdashim. He was the outcast. The one that was mamish, you know, the last person he would have thought that he'll be the Melech Klal Yisrael over the Melech. And over the Melech Klal, his whole anhogia of over the Melech was with all the chatoim that he had and all these places that he fell, the state more the gezach about these things was to bring a gevaldik kedusha the flaw in all the remote areas. That's why he was the one that brought Ashroi Sashchina closer to Yishlaim HaKodesh. And he's a mamshach of Yehuda. Yehuda and Tom, the whole story of Yehuda and Tom was also the same thing. But he had Yehuda Meyesachov, we look over the name of Yankiv. That's the net nishma of Dovda Melech, which is nishma of Malkin Mashiach, which is the koyach from which is called even the Arties, even the Chedek at the most remote places of Gashmis.
What's referring to when it says Aidei Puloisav Nizdachu? Which Pulois in particular?
Mechari is referring to what he tried to accomplish in Ashrois Hashchina Baklal Yisrael, when he brought the Arayim Bris Hashem closer and closer to Yishlaim. He brought them from one place to the next to bring the Ashrei Hashchina into all Mekormis of Klal Yisrael. And he refers to Mestamah, the Chalakim of Dovda Melech, which to us it looks like Dovda Melech was Choyte when he was Neufel and when he fell into the different Chatoim that he did. Moshtet Chazal, Kol Oymer, Dovd Chato. These pulls that he did. And Mestamah refers to more things that Dovda Melech throughout his whole Hog, it was. That his anhaga was to bring the Ashrei Hashchina down to Klal Yisrael, the lowest, all the way down to Klal Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
Before Dovda Melech came around, there was the whole music of a Melech Be'etzim, of the music of a Melech, which is a shtikla d'mus from Ashrei Hashchina, was to bring down Ashrei Hashchina to this world. He was the first real Melech, even though Shalom was a Melech also, but that was a Melech that was connected to the Tzayin Hashem. So the Melech was the first one that was Nivchar, Nimshach, with the Tzayin Hashem, that brought down the Ashrei Hashchina close to Klal Yisrael. The whole music of a Malchus, which is Be'etzem Malchus, Malchus is the Oilu Ma'asiyah in Kabbalah, the Midah of Malchus. And it brings down all the Ori Hashem through all the spheres, all the way down to the middle of Malchus. The music of Malchus is bringing down the Ashra, the Shechina Kedosh, all the way down the Mata, all the way down to our world. And Dovda Melech was the first one that was Nifchal Yidei Ribono Yishlo to bring it down, Taka, at the Mus, to the Ashra, the Shechina of the Welt, which is Dovda Melech, Nimshach, the Meluche, and he brought down the Ashra, the Shechina to this world, Boifen, was the Tzayin Hashem. And that was the Tachlis. The Matara was this, Kudit. Shaul HaMelech, as opposed to that, wasn't that music, like he says over here. He brings down right there, he says, V'teitzi Michal Vashol, V'kav Dovid Vatoyim, Ma Nichbad HaYoyim Melech Yisrael, Asher Nigla HaYoyim Le'ini Amois, Avodov V'goyim, Ka'achad Odom, that Dovid Melech was Mephazim Mechake, he danced in front of the Arayim B'nis Hashem, Mamish was like the Avodim V'Yimois, he jumped and danced, and she had a tiny, that's not the way to be Noig. That's not the way Melech is being noyik. V'yoyim b'dovda melech ha-michal b'nei Hashem asher boch ha-bi me'avicho mikol beisa l'tavos iti nogit v'goyime v'im ha-yimoyis asher ma'at ha-imam ha-chabedi. So that's the reason why I was chosen, because I'm together with Klal Yisrael. I am noyik ha-achad odom, I bring the Hashem ha-shchina down to the place that look hepech ha-meluche. It looks like now like all presentable and presidential and all, you know, King, you know, the way a king is supposed to carry himself. No, I'm bringing the Shechina down all the way down. I'm bringing it down even to the remote areas. And that was the Koychav of the Melech. And Shazehu are covered by a spar, the Shali, Shanichta Valai, Matayd of the Amoisechem, Shazehi, and the Kuddish Shali. That's my Nekuda. This is the Gvaldig and Nekuda, what of the Melech of Hashem brought down, and it was the Chiddish Matayas of Hashemtiv, and the Ishbet writes about the Zalat and the Svarim, the Ishbet, but all the Ishbet Svarim, and Meshaloyach. He writes a lot about this Nekuda. There's a shtickel of Chodesh Elul over which is be'etzem a hemshich to the shtickel. It's also a chedik sheni. Those they have over here in the back, about the likutim, is a small shtickel of Chodesh Elul. It's after all the mesechtes. Chodesh Elul. Shtet hazoy inyin tikune hazoya v'chodesh Elul. The meaning was in the Radin.
Hold on, where is it again on the back? What page is it?
I don't know which print you have, but over here, my print over here is the
red one.
The red one is the Reish Yudbeis, the new red ones.
Right.
I'm not sure. Reish Yudbeis is after the Masechtis.
Right.
Yeah. Zoya Reishes. Zoya Reishes.
Hold on one second. Right after the Masechtas comes the Zoya, Zoya Reishes, Zoya Shmois, no?
No.
Well, again, what page is it by you?
Reish Yud Beis. You're looking in Likutim.
Yeah.
It comes Zoya Reishes. I'm looking in the regular Masechtas Lo Yechadik Sheni.
But I have it.
Not in the Kutim Ashulayach.
I have it.
The meaning in Nishbetz and Azim was to say Tikkun Zoya Chodesh Elul every single day. It's Mechulik Lufi the Chodesh. The Rebbe Chabrach was also very marked, but he also said it Tikkun Zoya Chodesh Elul. That was the meaning of Shtam Chayes from the EZC Ashulayach writes about it already. To be mamti tikkunim for every nefesh mi Yisrael, ulechol ha-maisim, for all the maisim. Chol ha-maisim means not only for the nefesh, but for every maisim a person does. The end of the year comes at tkufa, they have to be mala, all those maisim. Maisim means even in gashmias. When a person does all maisim, that weren't necessarily, there could be the magushim dik a little bit, Chodesh Elul is the zman to be mesaken all those ma'asim and to be mal everything to the Ribono Shel Olam. But on the day ma, you say tikkuni hazoya, that brings a gevaldik tikkun to all the ma'asim a person did. But tikkun harishon maschal pasach aliyo, he says, because that tikkun the goydel yakrusoi, since it's a gevaldik tayekite, it's a very precious shtikl pasach aliyo, lehoi yachal yom al yidei ben adam zeh olam. It couldn't have been said through a human being on this world. That's the first tikkun is pasach aliyo. But the nekuda over here that I'm trying to bring out is that the inyan from the tikkun hazoya to say chodesh Elul was taka this nekuda. The end of the year, if in the besyankiv hakoil, there's also a shtikla chodesh Elul. He's machem a little bit on this nekuda, and he writes. State and say for Yitzhida that Ebrish was Mamlech Ois Yud the Maise. Himlech Ois Yud the Chodesh Elul, Ebrish says Himlech Ois Yud the Maise. He took the Ois Yud and he was Mamlech it with the Koich of Maise. Koich of Maise. Right? And he writes over there, and say for Yitzhida writes weiter. Bitzor Behem Besula Be'olam Be'elul Beshonel Yad Smoil Benefesh Nacham Nekeva. That's Elul and the Yad Smoil, it's left hand. And Elul is Meloshin, he writes Elul is Meloshin Aliyah from a tale. He says, Chodesh Elul is the furthest away from the beginning of the year. Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year. Chodesh Elul is the last month. It's all the way on the bottom of the person. Right? It refers to the Aliyah, the tail of an animal, which is the furthest away from the animal's head. The tail of an animal. Maisa also. Maisa, actions of a person, is the furthest away from the person's brains. There's a lot that goes between the brains and the mind. The action is that last thing that happens when the person acts upon what he thinks about. But it begins in the person's head and forms within the person's brain, the koyach ha-chochma, and then it expands in the koyach ha-bina, the expansion, and then it expands in the chedek ha-emotion, the emotional part of the person in the leiv, and it expands over there until finally it comes out in the chedek ha-maisa. Maisa is the furthest away from the roish of the person. That's maisa. Aldia, tail, maisa, yat, smoil. The left hand is also. The left hand of a person is the weaker part of a person because it's further away, he says, from the person's brain than the yad yamin. Yatzim Mord is a weaker part because it's further. It doesn't have as much koyach. Not as much koyach goes into that from the brain as the Yad Yamin. That's what he says. And the Eibush is Megale. The Eibush is Megale that in Chodesh Elul, the Eibush was Mamluch to Ois Yud, the Maise. He took the Maise and he's Mesakin all those Maisim of the person throughout the year. Everything that's the Bechin of an Aliyah, of a tail, of a Yad Smoil, of the Besula, the Lashon of Besula is, Lashon of the Gemara says, Mavasa, Liboy Otom Ke Besula, it's Pashtopt. It's closed like a Besula, it's Mamas Pashtopt, it's far away from the Moyach, from the Ruchnias. And the Hebrew says, Megalda, that in the Gashmi is the Kedushin of Flo, and Yamala, that Kedushin to the Flo to the Boyish Lolom. The furthest away, that's where also our Tkufa, the Tkufa before Yamas Mashiach, the furthest away from the Shroyes Hashchina of Yishlaim Yakoitish. The furthest away, with the last door, with the last door just before Pesach Mashiach, and over there was this galus from the Hashem Tov, the holding his galus of the kedushin of the Lord that's within all the Dvar Magashmiim, and that's Chodesh El. That's Chodesh El. Chodesh El. That's the Indian from the Kuni Azor and Chodesh El. If whoever has a chance, you can take a look in Sod Yisharim Tinyana. Sod Yisharim Tinyana and Parashas Re'ei. Also have a few stickers on Shabbos or Chodesh El, which is like this year, Taka. Shabbos or Chodesh. And over there also he speaks about this Nekuda, one of the Shtiklach, which one exactly it is, he speaks about it. Shabbos Rishchodesh El, he speaks about it in Maimah Gimel. The third Maimah he speaks about it. He brings down over there also a lot about this Shtikl over here. Mamish the Shtikl Beis Yankiv HaKoil and the Meir Shloach. He doesn't refer to the Meir Shloach by his name, but he's referring to this Nekuda also. And because Chodesh El is Megale, and Chodesh El is Megale, that it's the Seif Hashanah, that's far away from the Daf, from the Rosh Hashanah, and the Rebbein Shalom is Megale over there, that everything is Mekusha to the Rebbein Shalom, and Alt Kemi Gifin, Agival, the Kekadush, and the Flaw, and Chodesh El is the time where a person has to be Mizboinen, thinking that, where can he find the Hashgach of the Rebbein Shalom? He says it's a chilik between Tzedek and Tzedakah. Tzedek and Tzedakah. The tziruf of the Shem Havayi from this Chodesh is Uzdaka Tiyalonu Ki. Uzdaka, the Soif Tevet of Uzdaka Tiyalonu Ki is Hey Vav Yud, KK Vav Yud. And he says that what's the chiluk between Tzedek and Zdaka? Tzedek is Mishpat. Tzedek means Tzedek. What's correct? What's right? Right? That's Tzedek, right? It's Tzedek b'Mishpat. Tzedek is the opposite of tzedakah. Tzedakah means when you're not makpit on the shura sadin. Tzedakah is when the Rebbein Shalom is mevata. That's tzedakah, right? When the Eibush is megale, that even in all the places where it looks like it's far away from the Rebbein Shalom, the gashmi is the kachalokin. Person is removed, things are removed from the Rebbein Shalom, and the Eibush is megale. That over there is also a kedushin of law. You have to find it. That's the beginning of Zdaka. Because Al-Pi Tzedek, a person should be Mesafik Aruchnias, and a person should be busy only with Tzedek Aruchni, and forget about everything else. That's Tzedek. But Zdaka is Megala, that's everywhere you can find it in Baruch Shalom. That's the Seif Hashanah El, the Zdaka Tiyalam Ki, the middle of Zdaka. So whoever has a chance to take a look at the Sod Yisharim, that's the Sod Yisharim of Pashas, the A, Tanyana, Omad Shinnun Zayn, Maime Gimel on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh El. We'll just finish off. We're not going to do start this week yet, but Be'ez Hashem, hopefully on Chodesh El, Tzidua, that the Minig and the Radim wants to learn Archav Chaim. Last year we did Akdama and the Psichat Archav Chaim. Hopefully this year maybe we'll learn a few of the Prokem maybe every week up. So Chedek of a Perik maybe. I'm not sure. We'll choose different Prokem. The lesson that Archav Chaim writes in the Hagdom at the end is, he writes, he says, "Nidbem benafshenu." Don't think that's enough to read once or twice the Sefer. Aktach Adam the Kvoya says, "Bechol Yoim." First has to be Kvoya every single day. Shia Kavua Lahaglis Boy V'Lachzer Olav. The person has to be Kvoya every single day. Or Shia Kavua to be Misasik in the Sefer and Chavit. Every single time, the words will go deep into a person's heart. Like a nail that's knocked into the ground. Man taskel mechalas v'teilech, and that's the anyone in the learning the Sefer Orach Chaim. So those that obviously can, should learn every single day a bit of Orach Chaim, the Chodesh El b'frat, it's all year round. But b'frat Chodesh El, the meaning was to try and learn Orach Chaim from the Tzavar of Rabbi Eliezer Godel, with the Pirush from the Rebbe Chaim Orach Chaim, to learn it, Chen Kamusa, to try to internalize it every single day. I think it comes up erech 2 prokhim a day, but whatever a person can learn every single day is also a matoy v'manoyim. If it's 2 prokhim is too much, a chedik, a bissel, a few lines, a page, an omelet, whatever it is. It was a big eating in Chodesh El to start Shabbos Chodesh, Sunday at least, to start with Orach Chaim. About that, we have always the Eitzes and Fivel that eventually we have to get to it, to give out a Sefer Orach Chaim, to print one, the chulik l'fid seida chodesh. We haven't forgotten about that yet. Be'ez Hashem is going to come out at the right time. The right time probably happened already, but it'll come out Be'ez Hashem. It should happen.
Korum.
But as of now, we don't have yet Orach Chaim mechulik l'fid chodesh. So every person should be mechalik the way he wants to be mechalik it. And even if you don't finish it the chodesh, maybe finish over the next two chadoshim, El Tishrei, that's also good. But the Iki we kaveya in the Sefer, so we'll try Be'ez Hashem from next week. We'll try a little bit of Orach Chaim every week, and to try to internalize it, to be to work with what with the Gevaldik Gezach that he writes over there, and to try to be Mishana our Drachim Be'ez Hashem